ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. A happy Tuesday to everybody out there as we can put that rancid weekend behind us, ladies and gentlemen. All right, the time for crying and moaning. That was yesterday. Well, Brittany's here. I may let her vent on the Canes, because she feared this coming. Although you were abroad, Brittany,
did you see this
live? I don't know what the rules are in Portugal. Are you able to get the Canes game over there?
So no, I wasn't. First off, the game started at 12 a.m. their time.
Wow.
And obviously, when you're abroad, you're waking up early and going on these tours with, you know, all that stuff. So I tried to not go to sleep super late, but I was keeping up with it and I tried to watch it. I tried to do a VPN because it's blocked. I was geo-blocked. It was a whole mess, so I ended up not being able to watch the game at all.
What are we doing these days? Who are we hiding this game from in Portugal with this VPN? Like, how many dollars is ESPN losing by letting the fine people who probably pay for all their coverage, oh, you're in Portugal, I can't have you watch it. You must get a DAZN subscription. I mean, it's one of the craziest things ever. I don't understand this. You go somewhere, you got to do this with like FanDuel too. It's like you can only be away for like a month if you wanted to watch somebody abroad. But it was bad. It was a bad weekend all around. But we want to put that behind us. We got greener pastures ahead. We got the Panthers tonight wrapping up their road trip against those rat bastard Boston Bruins. Emotional night for Brad Marchand. He's making his real return. Gets to play against the Boston Bruins, and is doing it without some of his super friends there tonight. Although Nico Mikkola looks like he's going to be good to go. We'll talk to David Dwork later on today from the Hockey News and get his thoughts. Of course, the Dolphins drama just keeps burning. We are on heat season eve as the season gets going tomorrow against the Orlando Magic. Eric Spoelstra, he's being very secretive with his starting lineup. Am I going to start Nico? Am I going to start where? You'll never know. I think tomorrow start them both. I think if you're going to go against the Orlando Magic, let's just get weird. We should just go with the starting lineup. We go Powell. We go Wiggins. We go Nico. We go where? We go Bam. Let's just go super big against them. That's probably one of the only teams it'll work against. I like that idea. I think we should go in there and just and then if you want to deter once you get to the Grizzlies game, then that's fine. But Eric Spoelstra sounds like he's unsettled. I got a feeling he's going to probably start Nico, and he's going to go with that. If I had to guess my opening night lineup tomorrow night, I'm going to go Davion, Norman, Wiggins, Bam, Jovic. I think that's the plan before Jovic got hurt. Jovic, I think, is good to go. He was at practice yesterday. So I think that's the direction that they're going to go. If they don't, I mean, cool. I'm happy for Ware, too. Ware had an awesome preseason. I think that he looked really, really good. And obviously when you take on the Orlando Magic, they're a bunch of giants. So, you know, I'm for starting all three of them. Let's put them all out there. at least have them all out there at one point. Maybe we do a little we close a little closing lineup with Wiggins, Powell, with the tree, with Tall Time. I'm for that too. So we got lots heading your way, ladies and gentlemen. Well, let's get to our headlines. Brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. Holy crap, the MLB playoffs have been amazing. I mean, I cannot say this enough. Last night, I thought the Mariners had it. You got a home run from Julio Rodriguez. You got a home run from Big Dumper. And I was like, oh, in the cards for the Mariners. But as the great Lee Corso says, not so fast, my friend, because George Springer, former World Series MVP, of course, from those rat bastard Houston cheating Astros, you know, banging the trash cans, Leroy. We know what they're up to. You got my buttons up there, Brittany, because this is George Springer steps up to the plate, 2-1, and he decides, guess what, dude? We're going to the World Series.
First real scoring chance for the Blue Jays since the first inning. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Left field and deep. A Rosarena turns. Gone! A Springer dinger. 4-3 Blue Jays in the bottom of the seventh. One knee, no problem. You have to have that guy in a big game, and he crushed a pitch out to left center.
You have got to be kidding me, Ben. That is the best moment in sports I have ever seen.
Man, that's goosies, dude. You know, look, we took hockey. They take baseball. Good for them. Hello, Leroy.
Hello.
That was pretty goosey yesterday for Springer.
Yeah.
That was really cool. I liked both of these teams. I wanted the Mariners to win. Like, I like the Mariners. I love their lineup. Tough not to be happy, though, for Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Because, I mean, like, dude, your father was, like, an icon in Canada. Yes, for the Expos, not the Blue Jays. And you signed this extension. They stunk last year. And now you're, like, boom, we're going to the first World Series in 32 years. That's really cool. Really, really cool. So, happy for them. Sad for Big Dumper because there's nothing sadder.
What a year.
What a year he had. And there's something about a guy with a mustache. Big fella.
Big back. He's built like a baseball catcher.
Yeah.
Or first baseman.
Throwback.
He's going to fit right into first base.
Something about those tears. But I understand. Listen, you got rights to cry. That's crushing.
Sucks.
That's.
Can I just tell you?
You've been there.
It sucks.
Being that close.
I don't know. I didn't cry because I was just like, "Wow, it's over."
That's
right.
It's just instant, huh?
Because the energy going on before the game, during the game, getting ready for the game, knowing what's at stake, right? And in my case, big time favorite. Right, we hadn't done anything, you know, we hadn't put ourselves in harm's way for 2 months.
Yep.
Right? And so it was like we had a good week of practice, everything was okay, nobody was taking it lightly, and we get into the game and then boom, season over.
Crazy, dude. Crazy. Keep talking.
So yeah. I don't know. I thought it was fixed. So from that standpoint, yeah, for those moments, I don't never question a person if he breaks down and cries or whatever, because like it has more to do with just it being over and you being exhausted and it's all comes at like all of a sudden.
No, there's nothing wrong with crying, especially in that moment. It's just he's the biggest guy. Who comes and comforts him? I mean, who do you find?
Maybe he has a girlfriend that wipes his tears like Joel Embiid.
I didn't see Mrs. Dumper there.
Ms. Dumper.
I didn't see Ms. Dumper out there.
You think she walks around with a bat on her shoulder?
I hope so. I hope she does. We had Monday Night Football last night. Couple of games. Lions put it on the on the Bucks. They went 24-9.
They let them know. Hey, in case you guys were wondering, we're still that team.
Yep. Yep. A lot of those teams are kind of we're getting into that groove of the season.
Right. See, after about a month, because I tell you what team has come on that is, I think, surprised a lot of people is probably Kansas City.
Yeah, they look.
Like, they look really
they're
good.
They're back.
Right, right. Like,
business
and wait,
as
their down year, they went to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Like, so.
Yeah, the Eagles, the Lions, the Chiefs, everybody looks business right. as usual. They all
and
look.
The only reason why we're not saying it about the Bills, we haven't seen them.
Yep.
The only team that I know I like that people were praising that I would have questions with is probably Pittsburgh. When you look at, I mean, you got to give Indianapolis. I mean, they look good. But when you look at all these teams, they all do things very similar. So if you look at Indianapolis and look at Detroit, very similar the way they play football,
mm-hmm.
right? Atlanta, they lost, but run the football. They got the number one defense in the league.
Don't worry. They got a slump buster this week.
Right, but I'm just saying, if you look at all the teams that are doing well, they all play football a certain type of way. I would say Kansas City may be somewhat of the anomaly, but they've been good at what they do for 5-6 years. So you can't even count them.
Last night late, I had no shot to stay up for this one.
That one?
Seattle. They beat Houston 27-19. The Seahawks are 5-2.
Another retread.
Another Sam Darnold retread, yeah.
Right. Like, I don't know. Like, when you see all these things, does it make you wonder – is it the system, the coach? Because we're so quick to throw it on the player, mm-hmm. right? And my idea is that if you draft a guy and he doesn't work for your team and then goes somewhere else and plays and has a good career, then it wasn't him.
If you told me Tua Tagovailoa went to the Raiders next year, you know, and I don't know what their line situation is, but just say they were good. And he was decent. I wouldn't be surprised. We've seen him be talented. We've seen him put up numbers. I will say, though, you know when things go bad. I don't know, man. This relationship between him and the coach is starting to feel quite frosty.
It's a weird one how it's not out there in the open,
mm-hmm.
but there are signs.
There's signs
that there may be some frostiness.
We'll play some of that coming on up. We also got NBA starting tonight. The actual season gets going. NBC back tonight. NBA and NBC. You not excited?
I'm saving my excitement for tomorrow.
All right.
Because
you don't want to see the banner go up for the Thunder.
And they play the Rockets.
But the That'd Rockets, be a good game. Game.
That's a good kick off to basketball.
And we got to, and if you're not going to be up for this, but say in a theoretical world where you could be, you got Petty Watch tonight, Jimmy Butler, and the Warriors up against the Lakers.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to just put it out there. Okay? Jimmy's not that guy anymore. He's not the guy 5 years ago where you could say, oh, come January, February, he going to turn up and he going to. Playoff Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't that guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's a guy that's going to be an M1 and is making a bunch of money because guess what? Steph Curry went down and Jimmy did squat.
That's true.
And so don't tell me, oh, this year he's going to do this or this. He had the perfect opportunity to show everybody who he could be.
Come on, dude. Steph versus Luka? Come on.
Steph versus Luka.
Come on, dude.
It's not Steph versus Luka.
It kind of is.
Because Steph ain't going to never guard Luka.
They're gonna go shimmy shot for shimmy shot.
Okay.
And then tonight, the Cats taking on the Boston Bruins.
Ooh, of course, Marchand.
Marchand gets his welcome.
Oh, that's a flag.
What that? Oh.
He dunked.
He did the dunk. That's a $1,500 fine. What does that cost him?
I think it's a 15-yard penalty. unsportsmanlike conduct. Because remember, I think Tony Gonzalez bent it one time. And so they had to bring out the crane and level it back out.
Former Heat lifer.
You mean not a Heat lifer, Vita? A couple of seconds.
By the way, the spreads tonight. Rockets are 7.5-point dogs tonight. Golden State, 2.5-point road favorites. No LeBron, obviously. He's got the pain in the ass.
It's not in the ass.
I thought he had a nerve sciatica thing.
Sciatica. That thing goes down your leg.
That's not good.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
Brad Marchand, this was him tonight. You can hear that on FM 104.3, by the way. Doug Plagans with a call from that hellhole in Boston. This is what Marchand had to say about his reaction he's expecting.
I mean, I'm sure it's going to be tough on some people. Like, they won't be able to cheer because I know they don't like the Panthers very much. But, you know, maybe they'll like me enough to give it a little yay out there or something. But, yeah, no, I think that, you know, a little bit of love there. Maybe if I do something good, if I do something bad, they'll probably boo me pretty quick. But they're pretty passionate here, so they might have forgot already and just, you know, treat me like any other Panther player.
You got that right. You think we're going to cheer for you? We like to call you Ray Allen on skates. We're not trusting you. Think I'm going to feel good for your glory? Think again. With your sunshine.
Wait. So, I'm going to throw a caveat into that.
Yeah.
Do Tom Brady.
Huh?
Do Tom Brady when everybody...
Oh, Tom Brady? That was like our ring. When we won in Tampa, that was like we won on vacation. Because basically the Tampa Bay Bucks were like the Pats, but just with different jerseys on. So that was our ring too. We count that. But Marchand, we don't even acknowledge it. Who even watches hockey in Florida? You think we're going to cheer you? Think again.
So Tom Brady gets the pass, but not Marchand?
Of course, Tom Brady always gets the pass because Belichick didn't want him. Wasn't Tommy's fault. Now, Robert Kraft, between massages, probably should have mended fences, but he was too busy with massages.
I went too far. I'm sorry. The bit went too far.
You can't stop.
-1.
Why, for
making it weird.
You're like, why you had to go all two on the situation? You didn't know when to say stop.
I didn't expect you want. No, normally, I didn't know you wanted more bit. You just kept wanting more bit. Usually, you want the bits to end. It was a bit of a swerve.
No, because I was exposing Boston fans for being hypocrites.
Yeah.
He said too.
All right, we'll take a break. Lots of fun to get to here on the show. All right, no more sadness. Back after this.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radnor, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. All right, a very exciting announcement. Today, we have Miami Heat home opener tickets to give away every single hour. All right? Is it four-pack, Brittany? Does it say a four-pack or a pair? I'm not sure. I think it's pairs. But we have tickets to give away. No, Schmeathen. You mean you can meet Mike Tyson if you want to go to his one-man show. I don't know if they do meet and greets, whatever, but you can go watch him. But no, very exciting. Heat tickets every hour to give away right here on FM 104.3 WQAM. So stay tuned. We'll give away our first pair before the end of this hour as the Miami Heat are getting set for the Orlando Magic tomorrow night. NBA season gets underway tonight with the Thunder. No, this guy's calling and he thinks I'm giving away the tickets. QAM, you're on the air. Can you pot up the phone there, Brittany? You mind hitting this guy? He's a QAM, you're on the air. What's your name?
Hey, Junior.
Hey, Junior. What's up, man?
What's up, man? Hoping to win those Heat tickets.
All right, but I didn't give them away yet. I said we're going to give them away, Junior.
Oh, okay. Trying to jump the line.
Jump the gun, man. You know you're trying to get the tip off too quick, all right? Stay patient.
Not the click so quickly. Wait. Stay patient.
You have to be an ass.
I'm not even a buy.
Stay patient. Stay patient.
Minus one.
That was brutal. Like, wait. But then, in fairness to you, you didn't even give a number.
Oh, I didn't.
It wasn't going to be one.
He goes, I know it.
It wasn't going to be one.
Do you want to just
don't shame him for being so. I'm not. Eager.
Do you want me? Do you want to just do run of the mill random caller? Do you want to do some kind of contest for it?
No. Just when you decide to give them away, we give them away. But like, you can't just say, "Hey, we're giving away tickets at some point every hour," and then somebody jumps on.
All right, another guy's trying to get into that. All right,
I think it's RVA.
QAM, what's your name?
Clayton.
Hey, Clayton, what are you calling for, dude?
Well, I'm listening on Odyssey, so it's a couple minutes behind, so I was trying to get a jump on the call.
No, I haven't given them away yet! I said I was going to give them away! I didn't give them away yet, Clayton!
Wait, but Clayton, so what caller?
Now I'm picking what caller?
No,
you're not. I'm saying it wasn't going to be one.
I didn't say randomly I was going to give away the tickets.
Well, I don't know, because I was trying to call the Enzo Rose show, and I was calling like 2 minutes too late every time. So, like, let me just jump ahead.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Another guy's calling. QAM, you're on the air. What's your name? Okay, I think they finally got the hint.
That one didn't
want to get embarrassed. He goes, well, this guy's
We're giving away tickets.
All right, I have Heat tickets every hour to give away, okay? But wait until we tell you to call, okay? That's it. All right? That's when we're going to give away the tickets.
And guess what? To the people that called already, it's never caller one.
Right.
So you win the one anyway.
You know what? Give it to caller number one.
QAM, what's your name?
Mike.
Hey, Mike, you're on the air. What are you calling for, dude?
I'm calling for the same thing the guy is calling for.
I didn't get away yet, though, Mike. What are you calling for? It's
Wait,
too early.
Don't throw the other callers under the bus. Take accountability for you, Mike. We didn't even call.
Okay. But you said number two.
No, I didn't say that. Nobody said that. You're taking liberties.
Wait, he's like,
this is ridiculous.
He's trying to.
QAM, what's your name?
Man, I just wanted to call to say good morning to you guys.
Finally, somebody genuine. Maybe I should give him the tickets.
No, I'm gonna say this though.
Y'all be having me rolling while I'm at work, man. I just want to say.
Hey, can I just say this? That I like the way you played that off. So even once you realize that the other two idiots was calling, hey, trying to get an early jump on the tickets, you was like, oh, well, I'm going to just call and say hello.
Oh, no. I just turned it on. I just turned it on.
My bad. I ain't going to go. Just like when I say idiot, I mean.
Lovingly.
Yes. I'm not calling somebody.
I just wanted to tell you guys good morning, man. That's it, man.
All right. What's your name?
You having me rolling while I'm at work, man.
What's your name?
Terrence.
Appreciate you, Terrence. Thanks, man.
All right. So I'm.
Oh my God!
What
are you doing, Handsome Daffy? What are you calling for?
I'm calling to say the damage is done. Everybody is calling, listening. That you're saying that you're not giving them away yet, and they're still calling.
I know,
just
dude.
The heck of it. Yeah, that's all I was damage calling. I was done. Calling to say the damage is done.
All right. Thanks. I literally won't stop calling. I got it.
So just stop. But wait. You're no worse than me with.
Should I give away the first pair?
No, I think you're no worse than me with the spam callers, right? Well, like you say, hey man, just send it. Why are you picking up? You know we ain't giving the tickets away.
My favorite thing with the spam callers though has become I put them on the phone with Mike McDaniel cuts. I will like put it and I put it up to my laptop, and it'll just be him yammering, and they're like, sir, hello. And they just don't know what to do because the guy won't stop talking. And then he's just like,
that's not Mike McDaniel's way.
So do you need a roof inspection?
Right.
What?
And it's just, I'll keep them on. I've kept people on there for like 10 minutes.
Complain about calling while proceeding to pick up every call. Yeah, I know. I know.
Who's complaining about calling?
No. They said that you're complaining, but
QAM, yeah. What's your name?
Raúl, para Radio Libre.
QAM, what's your name?
Hey, my name is Bert.
Hey, Bert. What's up, man?
Where's Ernie?
Oh, man. Good one, guys. You made me laugh this morning. Thank you. I've been so depressed lately, man.
We're trying, man.
I'm going on 59 years old, guys, and I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting, man.
We can't cry all week.
My grandchildren are waiting.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry they do this to you.
What am I going to do with all these number one jerseys that I bought now?
Oh, no!
A big bonfire, that's what I'm thinking. A big bonfire is what I'm thinking.
Oh, no! Well, I guess everybody's not over it. All right.
All right.
You know what?
You can't do it now.
I can't do it now?
Because you got to do it at the next segment or the segment after, because then it would be cheating the people that you actually got.
Fair enough. All right, I'll give them away before the end of the hour. We'll take a break. Back after this.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Oh, the cropper's back? You guys can't come in with dirt and then like halfway through we're about to go on the air and I'm not going to react to it. I'm happy that you and the cropper are back together.
No, we're not.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Oh, my goodness.
Didn't realize that he had broken up.
No. This is...
Nothing to do...
Nobody knows who he is!
Makes sense and it's all wrong. Please stop.
Yeah.
Don't get all mad at me.
I'm not mad
but,
at you.
But I will say this. Old Stone Cold Jennifer, there's some things that get her to blush a little bit.
Shut up.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame members Rush just announced their 50-something tour, and we've got your chance for you and a guest to go win a flyaway to see them at Madison Square Garden in New York City. The prize includes tickets to the show, round-trip airfare, and a two-night hotel stay to enter. Just go to WQAM.com, and this is a national contest. Streaming live on YouTube and Twitch at 104.3 WQAM on YouTube and Miami 104.3 WQAM on Twitch. David Dwork's going to stop by the show and around 1 o'clock today. We'll talk some Cats with him. Cats are slumping right now.
First 2 weeks of the season.
Yeah, they are slumping. They lost 4
and,
in a row.
And got a lot of banged up guys.
Yep. Definitely. Al Macko says, last two shows have been filled with call-ins. Talk about fat cats and mailing in. Listen, I'll take fat cats for yesterday, but I will not. That was a great bit. You know, I don't have to tell you about
Macko. I would, George Springer, most career postseason home runs.
Oh, boy.
What?
You.
What do you mean?
Just when you get distracted by the television. It's adorable.
Anyway, he likes to turtle up.
He's like, what do you mean? Are you impressed with George Springer?
I mean, I didn't realize he was that good in the postseason.
He had 5 home runs in a World Series. That's the record.
I understand
that's the record.
But I'm saying he's got 23 postseason home runs.
I understand. You didn't want to acknowledge his cheating ways with the Astros.
Oh, I mean, man, baseball has been good, by the way.
Oh, it's been amazing. It's been amazing.
You can't turn your head.
Blue Jays are big dogs, though. A lot of people got nervous that Vladdy showed up yesterday. Did you see what Vlad Guerrero showed up in?
What?
Maple Leafs jersey. Austin Matthews Maple Leafs jersey. And everybody was like, that's a jinx. Toronto was nervous, dude. Toronto was nervous about that yesterday.
Man, so Toronto, wouldn't it be fitting if a Canadian baseball team won the World Series?
Yep,
because they ain't had a Stanley Cup in years.
I think it would be appropriate. I think it would be fun if they win it. Honestly, I would.
No, absolutely not. You can't have a postseason game like that and not win the World Series because we'll all forget it.
I mean, yeah, except they have to go against the greatest baseball player we've
That's what I'm saying for the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Like Shohei Ohtani, that needs to be talked about with a championship.
It's going to be talked about forever. Even without a championship.
Really? Even without? I mean.
It's the greatest game we've ever seen. And he sent his team to the World Series.
Right.
You know? Like, people still remember Aaron Boone, even with them losing.
Right. Right. Okay.
You know?
I got you.
Oof. Poor Red Sox back then. Oof. That was when it was
that was 3-0. That we call that the old.
No, the next year was 3-0.
The next year was 3-0.
That was when they lost. They lost at Yankee Stadium.
So they did that one, and then the other one I can think of in basketball was remember LeBron beating Golden State, being down 3-1.
Mm-hmm.
But which is crazy because how soon did they forget that they came back from 3-1 against OKC series before?
I think for your point on this, that would be like you forgot that team that he beat 3-1, they won 73 games. They won.
Right.
They had the record.
Yeah.
But that's one of that's a team thing. So I feel like you need to be acknowledged as the record holder. You know, you have the record, but you're not the Bulls.
Right. You have the record, but you didn't win it. So, I mean, it's like going
undefeated.
Tom Brady.
Yep. Tom Brady, yep.
One loss. Bill Belichick, you know what he used to say?
Mm-hmm.
He said, it's not how many, it's when.
He's right.
He's right.
He wrote. He wrote. Robbie says, Seattle won't forget that. Yeah, I don't think so, dude. Well, Seattle's got to be crushed. They've never been to the World Series. That would
never?
No.
Not even when, wow.
No, they've had some great teams. Great teams, man. Lots of talent.
Like, it was a great story. Kind of, I'm not mad. I would have been happy whoever won. Mm-hmm. But kind of, you need to, it seems like it had more pop if the big dumper is in the World Series, right?
Yes, but I think Vlad Guerrero Jr. is having like a moment. I think everybody is. Okay. I think everybody's really in love with him. I think they loved him trolling the Yankees. Him and Big Poppy have a thing going on with Fox that's really fun.
Right.
His dad was such a good player, but like, you know, they weren't on very good teams, like the Expos. Yeah. And then when he went to Anaheim, like, you know, man, his dad was.
I saw his dad hit a ball that bounced.
Oh, his dad was incredible.
He swung at everything.
Yep. His dad was legitimately like
no gloves.
One of the scariest swings you'll ever see. Just all this stuff people talk about with like launch angle and the mechanic. Like he was just a baseball like unicorn the way he was able to hit the ball.
Any pitch.
Incredible.
He swung at every pitch.
And Schmeathen's right. He had a chooch. I mean, just an arm on him, dude.
When he played right field.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he used to. Yeah.
Oof. Junior.
I mean, he didn't have no gloves.
Junior, not as fleet.
Really? Oh, he's...
First base.
Yeah, but Vlad didn't have a great body either.
Fair.
He wasn't...
I felt like it was more Angels, though. once you got to Angels, Vladimir Guerrero.
No, he was still kind of hippie, if I'm not saying. Throughout his career, we used to say he had them
childbearing
hips. He did.
Nick says the Dodgers, the final boss for the Blue Jays, are probably going to get swept. He's probably right. Yeah. I said this yesterday to Leroy. I said, I don't know who's winning the AL, but they're probably going to get just absolutely demolished.
But, man.
But it's baseball. Yeah. Baseball, weird stuff happens. But you're probably right. Yeah. I think they're like 2-1. I think they're minus 200. You can get the Blue Jays at 2-1.
That's not that big of a.
But, I don't know.
Listen. There's no way I would bet against the Dodgers. Especially not after what I just saw.
Yeah, if Shohei's in a groove right now.
So, Shohei, he's not even going to pitch three times. Say if he pitches twice. Right?
You know they're going to like save him to close, too, like the final outs. They're just going to have him coming in there humming.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway. Baseball has been fun. What's not been fun is the Dolphins. Plus, kind of seems like the coach and quarterback hate each other. We'll get to that. But first, if you guys want to go to opening night, Heat and Knicks, what call you want to do?
Nico's number 5?
Yep.
Nico.
Caller number 5 to 305-567-0560. Caller number 5 to 305-567-0560 will win our first pair of tickets to opening night. We got a pair every single hour, but this hour's number, caller 5 to 305-567-0560 will win Heat Knicks opening night tickets Sunday, 6 p.m. Okay, so it's a little early, just so you guys are aware. Caller 5 to 305-567-0560. Back with more for this.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.